Our next two contestants will play a game inspired by James Bond. You know, my favorite Bond movie is the one about a stable balance of attractive and repulsive forces called Covalent Bond. Super nerdy. First up, Alex Smales. You're a software consultant and an avid board game player.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So you have put thousands of dollars into upgrading your board games.
Yeah, because it's not enough just to buy the board games. They have to look good. Like,
yeah.
If you're going to be consistently play them, metal pieces, metal coins, the whole thing.
Okay, so is there one game that you've invested the most amount of money in?
Yeah, it's a rather obscure game unless you're, like, in that sort of realm. It's called Scythe, and I think I've put probably $800
into $800?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And you're new to New York.
I'm new to New York.
And you're looking to hang out and play some board games, right?
Yes. So, if anyone wants to play board games, I don't want to give you my contact information on
no,
radio.
No. But you exist, and we know that. Alex, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Nolan Bagas. You just graduated from college. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're working in theater production upstate. Okay, let's go to your first game. Nolan, if you were a spy, what would your first mission be?
I think it would be to, like, get extreme couponing, like, understand it. Like, that's something that I've always wanted to, like, really get into, because I think it's, like, incredible. But, I mean, I would think I would need, like, a mission and, like, a spy brain to really, like, go at that.
Yeah. Nolan, when you ring in, we'll hear this. All right, so we have a word game for you called 00 No. We're going to tell you the plot of an imaginary James Bond movie. Every answer is a two-word phrase. The first word contains a 00. Remove one of the O's to make the second word.
For example, if we said 007 finds himself trapped in a chicken enclosure with a law enforcement officer, you'd answer coop cup.
Great. Okay,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Let's do this.
Q arms 007 with an item of cowboy footwear enhanced with a computer program meant to mimic human behavior on Twitter. Nolan.
Boot bot.
Yeah, that's right.
007 is surprised when the new Bond girl, the author of Mrs. Dalloway, first name Virginia, turns out to be a wild canine with fangs and fur. Nolan.
Wolf, wolf?
Correct.
Yeah. No wonder she needed a room of one's own. Little Virginia Wolf. Okay, in the ultimate face-off, Blofeld returns and almost sucks 007's face off with his giant name-brand vacuum cleaner that floats above the ground. Alex.
Hoover, hover.
Yeah, that's right. Which I believe is called a Roomba.
007 loses some of his sex appeal in this animated version where Bond is portrayed by a cardboard milk container. Alex.
Cartoon, carton.
Correct.
Yeah. He can never find who he's looking for because it's on his back. As
like,
a
where'd
milk
he go?
Carton.
Have you okay seen Bond? Cold open. 007's latest mission takes him to the Central African city of Yaoundé, where he teams up with another agent from Charlie's Angels, last name Diaz. Alex.
Cameron, Cameroon, or Cameroon, Cameron.
Correct.
Yeah, nice one. All right, this is your last clue. 007 walks through two swinging doors into a villain's lair that, from the outside, looks like a cowboy bar. But inside, his arch nemesis is getting his nails done, red polish, with one gold finger. Alex.
Saloon, salon.
Yeah, that's it. Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
That was a great game. And Alex, you're in the lead.
Ask Me Another is going on a tour through Texas. We're heading to San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and Austin. We'll have great guests, puzzles, word games, trivia, and at least one game called Everything's Bigger in Texas. Tickets at amatickets.org. Coming up, Anthony from Queer Eye is back. Could this show get any more adorable? The answer is yes, as we quiz him about corgis. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.